VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Syria State Media says government troops are battling insurgents inside the country's largest city, Aleppo, for the first time since 2016. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
A pro-government newspaper says warplanes targeted rebel supply lines on the city's edge Saturday. Insurgents broke through government defense lines in Aleppo Friday and entered the city's western neighborhood with little resistance. The insurgents launched their shock offensive in Aleppo and Idlib countryside on Wednesday and wrestled control of dozens of villages and towns along the way, including a strategic town south of Aleppo. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The Israeli military says its aircraft struck Hezbollah weapons smuggling sites along Syria's border with Lebanon. The strike was the latest test of a fragile days-old ceasefire that has seen continued sporadic fire. The Lebanese health ministry said in a statement on Saturday that an Israeli strike on a car in southern Lebanon wounded three people, including a seven-year-old child. At least 32 Palestinians were killed by Israeli military strikes across Gaza overnight and Saturday, including 10 from a strike on an apartment building in Gaza City. Mohammed al-Zaytuniya owns that apartment. There is no safe place. Residents are being bombarded. Explosive barrels are thrown down at them, at their houses, markets, streets, shelters, schools. There is no safe place. Where should these people go? We want an answer to this question. Where should this displaced people go? There is no safe place or safe home. The Israeli military said it killed an October 7th attacker in a vehicle strike in Gaza and is investigating claims that the individual was a World Central Kitchen employee. Vote counting is underway in Ireland's national election. An exit poll suggests the contest is a close-fought race among the country's three largest political parties. The next administration will have to tackle housing and immigration, two major priorities for voters.